Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
What's up, everyone? It's Chicks in the Office with Rhea and Fran, giving you that Friday energy on a Wednesday. We're here to talk about The Bachelor hometowns that happened Monday night.
Yes, they did.
Yep.
Yeah.
They happened Monday night.
I would say for people in our line of work, the least amount of content, like in terms of live tweeting,
yeah,
I find myself just watching the hometown dates because they're you meet the people's families and it's very emotional. It's very nice. We kind of like to not make fun of everything, but like have tweets with humor. And then with during the hometowns, it's just like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah, I had about like two tweets last night during the whole episode.
It because is the, you're just, when it turns.
Yeah, you're just watching it. Also, it's people's families, unless they're like Barb,
yeah,
where you can really go at them, you know?
Right.
It's hard to talk shit about people's families.
Yeah. We did get Tony, and he was a source of good content.
Yeah, definitely. But you're right. It is the point in the season where things started to get more serious and the comedic moments, the dramatic moments aren't quite as intense because like it's really just families talking about being in love and the future and is this the guy, is this the girl, and having those moments, and they have these final dates. They're always sweet and nice, so we can just dive right into it, shall we?
Yeah.
We shall.
Let's do it.
We shall. Let's kick it off with Suze. Oh my God.
Suze, I wish
I had a pen
tower.
In my hand.
Suze Clock Tower.
How do you not just have a big thing
of
pens?
I know. Well, we're
down.
Working on it.
Okay.
And I was out this weekend and found a pen on the floor at your sister's birthday party.
Uh-oh.
People went nuts. Because I
put on a show.
Dancing with the pen. I was writing in the air.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the pen got everyone going crazy. There was a circle forming around me in the pen.
Oh, shit. Rhea's got a pen.
Pen, 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 pen. And I was just like scribbling in the air.
What a world.
Writing utensils. Yeah. Back. So back.
Who brought it back? Rhea at bar school.
Yep.
Big Rhea, big
your,
pens.
Pens, they're back. People are writing again.
Well, think about it. Computers, iPads,
over your ear,
people in high
look.
School.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so going to start leaving a pen in my ear recording
all the time.
This podcast. Yeah. Anyways, we're working on Chicks in the Office pens.
Very excited.
I didn't know if I was supposed to say that.
No, no. Do it.
But they look cool.
They look really cool.
Hey guys, it's Big Cat, and Fight Week is here. Rough and Rowdy 24 invades Clarksburg, West Virginia this Friday night, April 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern. For the first time since Rough and Rowdy 1, every single fight will be a brand new brawler, and we found the wildest hillbillies the holler has to offer. Order now to enjoy 20 amateur matchups with no headgear, plus our live ring girl contest after the final bell. These country roads are being paved with blood and grit and balls. Join me and Dave on the call for Rough and Rowdy 24 tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. Witness all the chaos with pay-per-view replay available all weekend long on buyrnr.com. That's buyrnr.com.
All right, guys. So Suze Clock Tower is the... That's a funny name.
Suze Clock Tower.
It has a nice, I wish her last name was Clock Tower.
It really has a nice ring to it.
Yeah,
it
for
really
whatever
does.
Reason, it feels good to say.
I like the way Trent says it.
Suze Clock Tower.
Suze Clock Tower.
Yeah, Suze Clock Tower.
She sounds like Suze. She would be in a game of Clue or something. Like, it was Suze Clock Tower.
Suze Clock
it was Suze
Tower.
Clock
in the kitchen
Tower. Tower scarf.
With the knife. Yeah.
It is like that.
Carly. Yeah. Carly Davidson.
Susie's from Virginia. Yeah. Susie, I also didn't realize it. Let me double check, but I'm pretty sure she was a Disney princess. Yeah, she was at Tokyo Disneyland. She just has that look that fits her so well.
She does look like a Disney princess.
Yeah, she does.
She moved to Japan when she was 22, and she lived there until she was 25.
What a life Susie Clocktower has lived.
It really is. That's like such a crazy thing to do. And she lived in Tokyo. She worked at Tokyo Disneyland.
That's wow. Sick.
Yeah. You can look
Japan,
and see man. Her Instagram. She has it all, she has it all up
yes.
on her Instagram.
Let's do it.
And she got to be like so many different ones, which is so fun. Like, she wasn't just one princess. She was all of them.
Have they brought
she
this up on the show at all?
Ariel, no. Look
That's
at her.
So interesting.
She's such a Disney princess.
Oh, my
she
God.
Is.
Yeah. Show me all of
Belle.
Them. Show me all of them.
Here's Rapunzel, Snow White.
Why am I crying?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Dude, move to Tokyo.
Because I'll be honest, there's literally nothing. Like, when I was a kid, being Ariel was all, like, my dream.
Yeah.
The Little Mermaid was my favorite.
I've been having these feelings lately that I'm just so happy for people. Like, and this is, I don't mean to derail this conversation about The Bachelor, but this has something to do with Susie.
No, it does.
She looks so happy as a Disney princess. I was watching Euphoria. I talked about this. I started sobbing because I was just so happy for Lexi and her play. I was like, does she work so hard on it? I don't know.
You're just happy
on.
For people.
Yeah, that's. I cry more about that than like sadness. I can't remember the last time I cried about being sad.
Yeah.
It's just like happy emotions.
Right. For some reason, like seeing someone be a Disney princess, you're like, she's living her dream.
Exactly. Like everybody wants to
be
a Disney.
She might have hated that job.
It might have been fucking miserable.
Yeah, yeah.
But everybody wants to be a Disney princess.
Yeah, not everyone can.
Not everyone. Here's the thing.
And be a jujitsu master, too.
Right.
She learned jujitsu.
Not only was she one Disney princess.
She was multiple.
All of them.
She was all of them.
That's impressive.
That is true. That is true. Very, very cool. Which is why I think, like, I would say right now, if Susie is not the winner, I think Susie's probably the front runner for Bachelorette.
I agree with that.
Listen, if she could be a Disney princess, she could be Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a cough.
Ill-timed cough. Ill-timed cough. Okay, so anyway, she brings Clayton to Virginia. They do some jujitsu because that is something also that she picked up when she was living in Tokyo, and she learned her passion for it. And now they are all, you know, they're fighting. She's making jokes about if he likes to be choked.
Yeah, they made that joke twice.
Yeah, they made that joke twice.
I was hoping that she was gonna like beat the shit out of him. That would have been funny.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. Yeah, they made that choke joke twice.
She did have him in a choke hold.
She did. Yeah. I bet she probably could kick his ass.
That's just so cool. Yeah.
It is.
It is.
Think about it. Do we have any of that? I have none of that.
No, zero.
I have no talents.
Like athletic ability?
No, I'm athletic.
No, but just like
are you?
She.
No, I am.
Can
Fran attest, I'm athletic.
You are athletic.
Thank you.
In what way?
She's a great softball player.
You ever see me swing a bat?
I have.
Look, she's not a track and field star.
No, I just go back to your
running. I'm a bad runner.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I'm not athletic. I could throw, I could catch. What does that have to do? I'm not playing basketball.
No, but like being
good at one sport. Softball, baseball is my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I would say like, no, I'm not going to say anything.
Anyways, I no specialties right now. I got no hobbies.
And like jujitsu is like, you got to commit to that.
Yeah.
And then you got to go through all the training. And it's just like a thing that you really have to really get into to work your way up with the different belts. And it seems like Susie is just all in.
And I just love that at any moment she could just kick the shit out of people and you wouldn't expect it. I think that's such a secret weapon.
It is.
Yeah.
You know?
Like Wendy Wu, homecoming warrior.
Exactly like that. Yes. Exactly like that. The... They basically, they go see her dad, both of her parents, I think, right? Her parents, mom, dad, sister, and best friend, yes. And she's telling Clayton how amazing her dad is and how in the last few years, you know, he had gotten sick and she's learned a lot through this and how like close their relationship is and how much she wants a guy to kind of live up to her dad's standards because he set them pretty high. You know, what father set the standard for what a man should be, which is, it's just very nice thought. And it was just, I don't know, it was very sweet her talking to her dad and asking about his health and him kind of updating her and her getting emotional, saying like, you know, I don't really even know if I've said this, but just like my, one of my biggest fears is you're not going to be there for that day. And he was like, oh, don't worry, I'll be there. I was like, this is very emotional.
It was a good hometown.
Yeah, it was.
You know, it was pretty damn good. As far as hometowns go, it had a little bit of everything.
It did.
Yeah, and it was tough to start off with that one because it was so good. So it's like all the other hometowns now have to live up to that one.
Right.
Right.
Which we did actually have some good ones even
after
that.
I think it was all good, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah, so his mom, Susie's mom was a little tougher. It was like, are you in love with Susie? And he did, do you think you love Susie, is what she said. And I think there was like, he really beat around that question with basically everyone's family. He it seemed like he really did not give himself permission to feel or admit that he was feeling that way until after hometowns were over. And then all of a sudden he's like, I'm in love with everyone. Like, I guess it's different saying it to these parents.
It makes
when
it-
you get four people in front of you, how do you decide which one you love? It's
yeah.
Seems like an
I feel like it's either really easy or really hard.
And if it's really hard, do you really love any of them that strongly? To be honest,
that is the question.
Well, in this specific scenario,
it should just be easy.
If you fall in love with all three, do you really love any?
Right.
If only you had a pen.
If only I had a pen.
But I, when we talked about this,
that would have hit so much harder.
It really
if
did.
Had the pen.
You guys didn't look at me the way you would have if I had a pen.
We did. We definitely didn't,
because that was good.
Yeah,
but it wasn't as good.
Yeah,
without the pen.
We talked about that on Cutting Stems. That it's smart the way that he did it, though. Like, I guess you don't want to tell all these families that he is in love with their friend or their daughter or whatever.
And he didn't ask all the dads, like, do I have permission to marry your daughter if it does come down to that? Because that never goes over well.
He went, it's harder to do what he did, to be like, I don't know, because what you want to probably say to them is you want to comfort them and be like, yeah, I'm madly in love with your daughter. It's all going to be great no matter what. I love her so much. But you can't put yourself in that position, because if you say that to all four, three of those families are going to be like, what the fuck?
I think it was smart of him not to say it to any of the families.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I know that you have to ask, that's like the traditional thing to do, is to ask the father for permission. But on this show, the permission is your daughter going on the show.
Right.
At that point, right? If your daughter's going on the show, you should probably gear up for maybe an engagement.
It could happen.
There's a chance.
Yes. It could happen.
Yeah, but
there's
if the
a
dad
1 in 30
like
chance.
Like you.
Right. But how's the dad really going to know if he likes him meeting him one time?
Yeah. On TV.
Yeah.
With cameras around.
Yeah, exactly. You got to give it an actual try at a different point. Okay, and then Susie and Clayton, I think, very much like each other, but they haven't really gotten to, like, the extreme, not extreme, but they don't seem to tell each other as much how they're feeling compared to some of the other couples or girls, I guess. Like, they clearly both like each other, and they're like, we're into this, I'm in this, you're in this. I really love spending time with you. But she hasn't said, like, I'm in love with you.
My overall feeling on how Clayton feels, and I don't want to jump too far ahead, but just generally, I don't know, outside of Rachel, how much he likes or is in love with these other three women. Mm. Like, I see it with Rachel, for sure. When they hang out, they're all over each other, they're making out. I'm not saying that that's exactly what you need, but it certainly seems like when he's with Rachel, that's when he seems the most happy.
Right.
And with the other women, sometimes I think he's still playing the part of the bachelor and trying to make everybody happy, but I'm not necessarily sure that he's actually ready to get engaged to any of the other three.
Right.
Do you ever think, why is it always I'm in love with you and not just I love you on this show?
They mean different things.
Yeah, they do. I would just think about that all the time. You know, it's never just the straight up I love you.
Yeah.
It's like the I am in love with you.
Yeah.
But they don't even fully know these people.
No. Now you're just acting like you have the pen in your hand and you don't. Like you have come up with an imaginary pen in your hand.
I have. It's actually the folding of the hands.
Yeah, that was.
Stolen
works
valor.
That
just was
as well.
It was
as
the
pen.
Folding of the hands. And yeah, Trent, I agree with you too, because I think, like, on paper, Susie and Gabby are so great.
Yeah.
And he sees that. He knows that. So I think for him too, it's like, well, these girls are just so awesome and they like me and like we'll see what happens. And then all of a sudden he's like, oh shit, I'm in love with all of them. So we'll see what happens. The second date is Gabby there in Denver. Gabby also another very interesting life. Denver Broncos cheerleader for 5 years. Now she's a nurse. Like really very a lot of different stuff.
Genuinely date, funny too.
Very funny.
Gabby makes me laugh so much during every episode. Just the way she is. I don't know how to pinpoint it, but she's just very funny.
It's because I do think like she has that voice where you think like, oh, like it's like the
Valley.
Like the Valley girl kind of like sound. And she's so quick and witty. And so when it comes out of her mouth, it's just so funny. Like, yeah. Everything she says is really very funny. And she is very quick and clearly makes Clayton laugh a lot. He said she's the funniest woman alive.
You going to get those nails done?
My nails are awful. Don't even talk. I know.
It came
I'm
full not, circle.
I'm actually not. Okay. I'm actually not.
I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. I'm actually not going to get my nails.
At least they're not square, am I right?
It all comes back around.
No, I just have nothing on them. And I'm going to keep it that way because they're brittle and soft and they break now after getting them done too much.
I respect your decision.
Yeah. So I got to keep them short and ugly for until they get strong again.
Cool.
Yeah. They're Gabby. They're on a hike.
That one hurt her.
What?
I was joking.
Oh, me? No, I knew it was going to come eventually. I actually took the nail polish off this morning because it was so bad. Mm. I was like, it was really bad. So at least
clean nails are almost better than the bad nail polish.
Yeah, exactly. It could be a lot worse. They're on this hike. They're joking about bears and having fun and laughing and they're having a good time. And of course, there's a hot tub that comes out of nowhere.
Beautiful.
And I love it because she, like, joked about that. She was like, look what I got. A hot tub.
A hot tub in the middle of nowhere.
Exactly.
It's
I would love to see how it gets there.
The helicopter
just drops it down.
Yeah, because they were, like, up on... they were hiking. Yeah. They were way up there. They might have had a helicopter
interns
that thing
just,
in.
Like, on their back walking up the mountain.
I love a good hot tub in the middle of nowhere date.
There has not been a location that The Bachelor has not been able to fit a hot tub into.
They could get one on the moon if they needed to. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Straight up. If it needs to be there.
Can I get a hot tub?
Yeah. Damn, that commercial used to run. What is that commercial even for? Can I get a hot tub?
Wasn't it like insurance?
Something like that. That's the marker of a good commercial. We don't remember
State
the company.
Farm.
State Farm
Insurance.
Can I get a hot tub?
How long ago was that?
I don't even know.
You don't even know what that is?
No.
No, yeah, you do.
Can I get a hot tub? Come on.
Not ringing any bells.
It might have been a Super Bowl commercial originally.
You think so?
2010?
Sometimes that's how they go, and then they just keep running them.
Oh, yes. I remember this. Hey, Dave. Yeah.
That's what the producers say every couple months. They say, can I get a hot tub?
Can I get a hot tub?
And they get it every time.
They sure do.
Every time. So Gabby's family, her dad is unable to be there. His longtime girlfriend diagnosed with cancer, immunocompromised, COVID. They're being as safe as possible. And so it's Gabby's aunt and uncle and her cousin and her grandpa. And her grandpa is just the cutest man I have ever seen. Like,
he's a real delight.
He's so cute. And he's just like, you can tell he and Gabby have a great relationship. Like, as soon as Clayton came in, he was like, good luck, buddy. Like,
yeah, right.
And he just kept calling her Gabriella, which I think is like such a cute grandpa to go.
Called her a dingbat, too.
The full name. Yeah, called her a lovable dingbat.
He's got a great energy,
too. He had a great energy. He laughed at the sit on his face pillow joke. He thought that was really funny.
He's got good vibes.
Yeah.
I love this jacket too.
He had a great outfit with his little sweater. He dressed better than Clayton. Oh, that's awesome.
He was ready.
Clayton. Well, I can't say it.
Yeah. Say it.
Just there's not much stuff in those sizes, and I've said that before on the show. He just wears hoodies. He just wears like hoodies.
I was gonna make a joke on Twitter of like when he jumped into the water, and like there's just a tsunami. But I was like, people might take it the wrong way.
He's just a big guy. There's more options available.
A big guy doesn't mean fat. He
doesn't
just
mean
a
fat.
Guy.
Just a big
oh my
guy.
Gosh!
Yeah, like NBA players are big.
Yeah, big guy.
He's the opposite. He was shirtless in that hot tub. He's jacked.
Yeah.
He's huge.
Big shoulders.
Very big shoulders.
So Grandpa John has great advice, right? He's like, you don't have to do this on TV. Engage and make sure it's right. Make sure you take your time. If it feels rushed, and he made a joke about Clayton's, he's like, he's full of shit. That's what we all saw in the preview, but he was really just joking around and laughing. He said, anybody that could possibly like you is obviously full of crap. It's like, oh, Grandpa, come on.
He's talking about not taking his wedding ring off, which was fucking beautiful.
This was the cutest thing. He said, if it isn't for life, I'll be really pissed. I'll come back and haunt you. And she was like, I hope you come back and haunt me anyway. And he was like, oh, don't worry, I will. It's like,
man, that's really nice.
That's really
that's
sweet.
Just a funny and dark back and
literally
forth.
Literally so nice. And he still wears his wedding ring after his wife passed away.
It's nice when you can openly talk with your grandparents about them dying. Like, in a weird way. Like, I had a conversation. No, it sounds weird, but like, because you have that comfort in your brain for like when they do pass. Like, I had a conversation with my Nana where he was like, I know one day I'm going to go. He has a strong accent, so he says like that. He's like, but then I'll be with my wife, and I'll know that it was my time. I was meant to go. And I was like, that's beautiful, because so now nice. I know when he passes, he was comfortable going.
Yeah.
Is there anything sadder than like if you go to a restaurant and you see an old person eating by themselves?
No.
Every time I'm like, oh, my God.
And they're like probably thinking about.
No.
I'll cry on this podcast.
Right,
I swear to God I will.
Right now. Part okay, moving on.
Like, oh,
moving
go, like,
on.
Noah plops down. Hey!
Hey, you want to sit with us over here?
Hey, old lady!
Get out of here.
Yeah. So, this moment then gets even more emotional because they hear the car honking outside. She goes out. Her dad comes out with the full, like, Love Actually poster board. Hey, Gabby, it's me, Dad. Like, already she starts crying, and it's his way of saying like that he's thinking of her. He wrote, you are the most beautiful, intelligent, loving, and caring daughter. Thank you for being the glue of our family. You deserve the very best. It's like,
man.
And Gabby said it too. She was like, that was like the best. Like some of the best. She was like, that date was amazing, like the whole time. And I was like, I don't blame her. She should be happy after that with her every moment that she had. Ugh.
And this episode, it might sound like I'm piling on Clayton a little bit, but after that very emotional moment with her dad, he was standing on the porch the whole time, and she had sort of walked down to the driveway. And then when Gabby walked back up to see Clayton, he said, boy, that was exciting.
Yeah.
And it's like, He means well, for sure.
He does.
But he doesn't like have the right perception or the way to describe a situation that happens. Like, we've seen it a few times when a woman will open up to him about something they went through or something their family has gone through recently, and he doesn't quite know how to field it. And we've also said on the show that, like, I don't think I would know how to field it, because there's cameras and it's an emotional moment and you want to say the right thing. Clayton just seems to. That's one of his themes, is that, like, he doesn't quite know how to express in a way to describe a situation that just happened.
He does still a lot of times fall into the I'm just a regular guy who ended up the Bachelor, and I don't really know how to do this kind of thing. And then, like, sometimes he remembers he's the Bachelor and tries to, like, fix that. And it's I honestly find it somewhat endearing for him, because a lot of those times and a lot of these moments are very emotional. You don't really know what the right thing is to say. And you're put on the spot.
We're coming off a season where Michelle was the one fielding those types of moments, and she was so great at it. And now Clayton's just kind of like, just don't quite know what to say.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Okay, then we have Serene's hometown date, but first,
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Serene, they're in Oklahoma City. It's they do this like obstacle course thing. I don't even know what to call it. It's like an aerial obstacle course. It's called River Sports Adventures. He did not like it. I don't think Clayton was a fan of that activity at all.
Guy doesn't like heights.
No.
That became real clear.
And that's it kind of didn't end well for Serene. Well, we know that with the end of the episode. But when you go on a date and he doesn't have fun on the date, that's not going to help your last date hometown situation. Like, you want him to be having fun on that. So when he goes home, he's excited. But if he's not having fun, that's just adding to it.
He's like, oh, I had to jump 80 feet. I had to jump up an 80 foot cliff. I don't know.
I doubt that.
No, it really didn't seem like 80 feet is high. No, no, no. It didn't seem like it was that far.
80 feet is really
high. You know what was funny is when Serene jumped, like, she didn't make a single noise, and she just kind of, like, floated down like a princess.
Like, if you're looking down at, like, 30 or 40 feet, that looks very high.
It's high.
Like, she floated down like a fairy. Like, it was, like, very, like, cute. And he was like, you didn't even yell or do anything.
Serene.
Mm. Yes.
And even when they walked across those... I don't know what to call these things, but he was screaming like he was being tortured.
He's like, I can't go any farther.
Right.
I got to turn back.
How and then Serene just
walked.
I'll be honest. I've never done something like that.
Ziplining is kind of scary because there is that moment where you feel like you're like.
So ziplining.
I've been ziplining.
I like ziplining. The only moment that actually more scares me is the climb. Like, sometimes, like, the actual climbing scares me more than, like,
climb?
The actual...
You climb.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean
getting
climbing?
Up there.
Like just getting up. Like, up to the, like, mountain or, like...
Well, I don't know. The only time I've ever ziplined is when I've had to climb, like, up a tree.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Like,
that's
it's like
not
a man-made zipline.
Oh, no.
Not like a zipline that's
I
just, like...
I in Punta Cana, and I don't remember climbing
like,
up
like
any
like, those type of ziplines are, like, huge and going over, like...
I'm talking about like one in like camp that you have to
yeah,
climb up.
Yeah, there was like a 30-foot man-made thing that we had to climb up on. Yeah. Mm. I don't love heights, I guess. Now that
Wait,
I'm
were you like
about
strapped
it.
In or were you just holding?
No, you're strapped in, but it's you still like feel more like if you lose your footing, then you're falling.
Yeah.
And that's,
I don't really have any normal fears, you know, like heights and the dark.
Public speaking, big fear. I mean, not fear, but I just
not really
don't.
Though. Like
that was a big fear of mine
like
in high school.
Getting hit in the face with a frisbee or like a or a champagne cork to the eye. Getting hit in the face is a fear of mine. Of anything, I don't know why. I'm very afraid of like going blind or breaking my face.
Didn't that happen to Jan Brady?
Who?
Yeah,
with a football.
Nose. Yeah,
that's it's scary.
Something just happened recently in the.
Like falling on my face, like when I'm
just
walking or fall. Yes, I'm really terrified of like breaking my face and then not going back to what it looks like.
Oh, one of
very superficial.
Now
of me.
I remember one of my friends was talking about being at the gym and the bit like working with the bands and the band snapped and like snapped in his face.
Oh, that my dad. Yeah. We were going on a vacation and we were packing the car like to drive. And he had like strapped things to the top of the car with bungee cords.
Yeah, yeah.
One just came back. Hit him in the eye and like he had to go to the hospital.
Yeah,
like he still can't
I'm
really
saying.
See
and
out
that
of that
can just
eye.
Happen out of nowhere. Yeah. It freaks me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, heights. Have you guys ever been to the top of the Freedom Tower?
No.
No.
That's pretty high.
Oh, wait, Rhea, have you ever been to the top of the Wisdom Tree?
That's good pretty one, high up. Like sometimes when you go up there, like you like walk around, you feel a little nauseous.
Yeah. I once went to the top of. It used to be called the Sears Tower in Chicago. Mm. I don't know what it is now. And they have like the glass bubble.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a little much for. I think that's too much for anybody.
Yeah,
even
now
if you
they
don't
got
have
that thing on in Hudson Yards, the edge where you like actually like you stand.
Yeah,
and
or
that
just
that
like,
stuff. That
I mean,
stuff's scary.
Clear under you. It's like kind of trippy.
Okay, so Clayton didn't love that date.
No,
it didn't seem like. And then they go meet Serene's family. Her dad is not there. And she doesn't really go into too much detail about that. Just said, you know, her parents are divorced and not a lot of people. She hasn't brought a lot of people home.
Yeah.
And we see her brother, Roland, and her mom and her best friend. Her mom was really not amused at all. It seemed like from the start. Like, I think she looked very skeptical. And Roland played the perfect, like, protective old brother role, where he asked the right questions. He was very sincere. He's looking out for his sister. And he's kind of like, you know, we've never even really had these conversations before, but we're having them right now, so let's do it.
Right. It does seem like if you go on the show and you make it to hometowns, you are likely going to have a conversation with a family member that you never had before.
Yeah.
And I think that's ultimately a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it is strange that there's cameras there and there's so many people watching you have these moments. But remember on Michelle's season when Nate and his stepfather had their moment where, like, that was the first time they had said that they love each other had been such a supportive father, you know, stepped in that role. And I think ultimately it's a good thing. And the conversation that Roland and Serene had was fantastic.
Yeah.
Really good.
And then at the end, Serene does tell Clayton, I am not just falling in love with you. I am in love with you. And he's very happy to hear that. You know, he does the same thing. He kind of says the same thing to each of them. Like, oh, I can't stop smiling. But he, and we know this, is not really good at hiding his feelings. Like, he wears them on his face pretty openly. And his face when Gabby said, I'm falling for you, versus this moment, you can kind of see, like, this one smile was a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
It seemed like.
He's like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He knows now. He's had two dates under his belt.
Yeah.
He knows now by the third what he's feeling.
And I think he already, in his mind, he's probably like, Rachel's a lock.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that as well.
Rachel's a lock.
Yeah.
So you hear that. And I think also when you're in that moment where someone is not just saying, I'm falling in love with you, but I am in love with you, it almost makes you think more like, ooh, I think I got to get rid of this person now because their feelings are going to get really deep and I know I'm not there.
Yeah.
So that's possibly could have something to do with it. And then final date was Rachel in Florida. They go kayaking in this clear boat through like rivers where there's some, they're trying to scare him again. It's like they're all doing stuff that's like they're all trying to scare him. Like every single day it was like jujitsu, I'm going to kick your ass. Hiking, look out, there's bears.
That's true.
Heights, like push Clayton off the edge of the free
fall. You would think if you're going to try
to. And this one was like there's alligators and there's bears.
Oh, and that spider. Spiders. That spider they showed. I don't get queasy about too many things. Spiders freak me the hell out. So when they just like, it was an up close.
Yeah, I don't know where they, I almost think that spider's fake. That spider looks fake to me.
Are you looking at it right now? I'm going to close my eyes. But yeah, you would think.
It's like an animated spider.
It's on your hand, Trent. It's on your hand.
Come on, dude. But you would think if you were trying to, you know, entice someone on a date, you wouldn't want it to be filled with fear. Because I have a feeling that the
It's gone. I promise you.
Term, we wouldn't put you
I appreciate that. Yeah. But yeah, they're just trying to scare Clayton.
Is it just spiders or like if you saw like a cockroach?
Those you pick the two that I'm not great with. Like
cockroaches.
Yeah, those are cockroaches.
Robbie and I had so many cockroaches one time. We didn't accidentally do it. We left like a bunch of mail on our countertop. Like just U.S. mail, and we let it sit there forever. And then at one point, you just hear the noise.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them. And you're
Why were they in the mail?
Because apparently, if you leave it there long enough, they'll just like, they're like, we're going in here now. It was too much. But like mice or mouse, I'm not scared of those. It's bugs in particular.
No, yeah, I agree with you on that.
Cockroaches.
And Noah had a mouse friend for quite some time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not just one. I killed five on my own.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow.
Running around my apartment with a hockey stick.
Oh, my God.
At like 3 a.m.
Oh, my God. Whoa. It's actually in. Okay. Anyway, moving on. I did not think about it, but now that we're talking about it, actually every single hometown activity date was like something.
It was fear-based.
Fear factor. Clayton.
Joe Rogan comes out at the end.
It literally was fear factor. It was like, that's very funny. It's all things that could potentially very much scare Clayton. These two are just like, the sexual chemistry oozes out of them. They're putting on their bathing suits. They're like she's the one pose of, it wasn't a pose, they were making out, but she's laying in the sand and he's on top of her. Look, it was from a movie.
If they haven't banged, they want to really bad.
Real bad. Real
yeah, bad. For whatever reason, they just, you know, they have a connection more than the rest of the girls.
Yeah, big time. So Rachel warns him, you know, I don't bring a lot of people home to meet my dad. And here he is. He's tough. He's just wanting you to be prepared. He's never liked anyone I've brought home. And they immediately walk in and Tony doesn't crack a smile. He's just is stone cold.
Big tone.
He's on the defense.
He looks angry, time. Not just like...
No, he did look angry. But I think that's just...
Tony had a resting bitch face.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that's just his face.
Mm-hmm. Of when like he's like... explode with
think, yeah. He's thinking. He sighs and Clayton up.
He's a little wide-eyed. He's kind of like...
You think he was intimidated by how big Clayton is? Like,
no. Tony's not scared of anything.
No.
Tony is not scared of anything.
Nope. Size doesn't matter to Tony.
Size does not matter.
No. He could take Clayton in 2 seconds.
Yeah,
he's got.
Just go to
he's
his
got,
garage and take out the gun. Like
he's,
that's it.
Yeah, he's got experience. He's like he's got years on him.
True.
Yeah. So it's Rachel.
Yes, experience.
Rachel
he does.
And it, by the way,
he doesn't need height. He's got experience.
No. Nope.
Age. Her mom very cute. She seemed very sweet. So it was her mom, dad, and then Sam and Nate. And so Rachel talks to Nate. They all are talking to Tony, and Tony is very much like he's not warming up quite yet. He pulled out they pulled out like the classic, like Tony once offered to beat up one of Rachel's.
Right. They're pulling up all the old
boyfriends. Yeah. So, and this, the only time that it was
classic
good was it
tone.
Actually felt like Tony was able to put the pressure on Clayton a little bit. To really tell us how he's feeling about being the Bachelor.
I thought that was great. I thought it was like a, I don't know if I want to call it an enlightening conversation, but it was certainly the most honest Clayton has been about this entire experience, because when we see him with the women on the dates and at the rose ceremonies, he's just kind of like, all right, I'm in Bachelor mode. I'm dating 30 women. And at the end of this, I want to get engaged. But then when he's talking to Tony, he's scared.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit.
He's like, I'm really scared now, like sick that I'm going to have to break up with these girls.
He's like, dating 30 women, actually not awesome. Like, people think it's awesome, but it's not.
Yeah.
And now we're at the end here, and there's 4 women left, and I'm going to have to pick one of them, and I'm going to have to hurt 3 other women. And, like, that's not a great position to be in.
I think something that Tony said that we haven't really, Tony.
I'm sorry, you're referring to him.
Yeah. That we haven't really even talked about thoroughly is the fact that he was like, I see you with Rachel, and it seems like she's the only one in your life.
Right.
But she's not. So it's hard for me to like believe what's going on. And I think that's a great
you
point.
A big
it's
fat
like
faker.
Yeah, like are you good at like what's going on here? But Tony turned out to be a big softy because he just wants what's best for his daughter.
That is hard to comprehend, right? You see them being so happy and you're like, how could they look so happy right now when there are other people?
Yes.
So that's probably that is definitely hard. But he finishes his conversation with Clay and he says, if she gives me a good word, you know, when I shake your hand when you leave, I'll give you a little pat on the arm. Know that things went out. I'll pat you on the arm.
Wow.
The anticipation for this pat,
it was so funny.
I went from not knowing that it was going to be a thing to knowing it was going to be a thing, and it was the most important thing in my life.
Yeah.
I was just like, oh my, with Colton jumping the fence, like we got preview after preview of that happening. And it was like, when is this going to happen? I learned about the arm pat and I was like, this is so dramatic.
The way they showed the arm pat in slow motion.
Yeah.
Like it felt like our whole world stopped and the only thing that mattered was this arm pat.
I actually think they screwed up the shot a little bit. Because you don't get...
No, I think they replayed it.
They did, but if you go back and
again,
watch
one more time, Tony.
You need the cameraman. The cameraman was behind Clayton.
He was a little too far behind Clayton.
Yeah. You need to go to the right because you see Big Tone just put his arm out. And you don't actually see him pat, but you know that it happened.
Yes.
But it was just, you know, there's a lot of things
happening. The replay of the pat was what really got me. I was like, this pat was so fucking important.
Those are the type of things that make me love this show.
And the pat did happen because Rachel and Tony did have a great chat, and she did say, you know, fallen in love with him. I've told him that. And he was just like, I'm very proud of you. And I also love when the dads are very protective of their daughter's careers. And, you know, when they're immediately like, my daughter has dreams. She wants to make this happen. Like, what if she wants to go to Europe? You guys going to make it?
Yeah, he's like, you going to fly there?
Yeah.
You going to go?
Like, yeah, I'll go. But in reality, I'm like, yeah, plane's not like, going to London.
Reality, she might not want to be a pilot anymore.
Yeah, you just, you never know. And so, yes, the pat does happen. He gets that moment right there. And everybody's very happy. And once again, we don't know where Clayton is going to go with any of this. And then we get a rose ceremony back at the mansion. So we'll see who goes home. But first, we have multiple nights of The Bachelor coming up, which means that Monday night when we're watching The Women Tell All and Tuesday Fantasy Suites, both nights we can. But, you know, Tuesday is a little bit more of a work night. We have Cutting Stems. But Monday when we're home, we're watching Women Tell All, we can reach into our fridge and crack open a nice ice-cold Coors Light and enjoy all those women yelling at each other. They're all stressed. They're all having a tough time. Not us. We're at home. We're on our couch. We are enjoying the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, cold packaged. It is as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. So when we need that 2 hours to relax and watch all those ladies yell at each other and yell at Clayton, we can stay entertained and we can stay relaxed because we have the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light is the one we choose when we need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/chicks. That's CoorsLight.com/chicks. And always celebrate responsibly. This is coming from Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. They're back at the mansion, which should I have been surprised by that? Do they always do that?
I know I was surprised. I was like,
I felt surprised. Yeah. Like they don't normally go back to the mansion for that.
I guess where do they go normally?
I don't know. I guess also we haven't actually seen people go home to hometowns in so long that maybe we just forget.
Yes, that's very true. We haven't seen actual hometowns.
We haven't seen actual hometowns in 2 years, so maybe we just forget.
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about that.
There's nowhere else to do it, right? It's like you're not going to go to someone's home.
I know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they're not going to go back to Croatia.
Yeah.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. So I guess that makes sense. And then they go back there and then they fly to wherever the fantasy suites are? Or the fantasy suites in L.A.?
I think they're in L.A.
They're at the mansion, aren't they?
No. Mm-hmm. You don't have the fantasy suite in the mansion.
Yeah, it's just that so many finales sometimes are in exotic places, you know?
Are they going to one more spot?
I think, like, Thailand they've done. I don't know. Yeah, Catherine.
That's so far.
Sean Lowe and Catherine.
I still kind of want to go to Japan.
Finale spot, I think, was...
I would love to go to Thailand. I can't, though, because of my peanut allergy.
Oh.
Sorry. What?
I'm sorry to hear that.
I mean, I could, but like...
Yes, Thailand.
Wow. I bet they go to one more spot then.
And there has been other places. Like, I don't know why, just Thailand always sticks out to me.
I bet they go to one more exotic spot.
Yeah, they might have somewhere left on the list.
I don't know. I know people probably think but I don't.
I just don't know.
They made you go to Asia.
No, I went to one place and it was Vienna, Austria.
Yeah, yeah. Clayton tells Jesse Palmer that he's falling in love with all the women in a different capacity. I don't know what that means. Falling in love with all the women in a different capacity. That doesn't mean you're falling in love with all of them.
It means you like some of them more than you like
the others. Just mean like you like some of them a lot and maybe there's one you really love.
Rachel. That is, yeah. I didn't catch the in different capacity.
In a different capacity for each.
It's weird.
It's like, oh, I love you as a friend. That's this, love in a different capacity.
The whole thing has shifted where now... We're in the past, and we talked about it last night a little bit, where Ben Higgins was the first person to say, I'm falling in love with two women here. And that almost set us on a course where the bachelor or the bachelorette almost has to say that they're in love with everyone who's there.
Yeah.
Because it would almost feel strange now to say, I'm only in love with one of these women. And then it'd be like...
Well, it's become the standard to be like, the top two, the final two, you're like, I don't know who to pick. I love both of them.
Right. Right, it would seem strange to not do that now.
Yeah.
Like, if he had said last night, I'm only in love with one of these women, that would actually create way more drama than saying I'm in love with all three of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now we just get like, all right, he's in love with all of them. How's he going to handle that?
Did you notice Gabby was wearing that House of CB dress?
No.
That blue one that I wanted you to try on?
Oh. I didn't notice that.
Yeah, this one.
That place haunts
obviously
me.
Not with the gloves, but yeah, that, yeah, yeah. But that one, right. Yeah. He goes down basically like. Also, Jesse Palmer has got he's got to work on his reactions.
Wow.
He's got to work on. Wow, what?
What? So good.
All the women.
But that yeah.
In love, what?
It felt like an overreaction almost.
Yeah.
Like,
you think?
Yeah.
Because like, what would we have done if Colton? Like, remember the Colton fence jump? That's something where you're like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, he overacted for sure.
Yeah, I think Jesse Palmer was trying to like build up the moment a little bit.
It's a first season.
More. Yeah,
first season.
He doesn't know how to react in these moments.
No, he's still getting used to it.
First timer. I think he hasn't had anyone say I'm in love with all of them, Jesse.
Whoa! I think overall he's done a pretty good job.
Whoa! Yeah. Just take it easy, man. Yeah.
I know.
In love with all of them.
He's done a really good job, and I know that because when he appeared last night, I was like, oh yeah. Like he, like that's the job of the host is to be like, oh, I forgot that they're on the show.
It. I know we are really like just. We just say it way too much, but it is ridiculous how much they look alike. Like there were shots of them
really,
back in the mansion looking at each other, and it's just the freaking Spider-Man gif. Like
it is.
they're both dressed in the suits and the tie, everything like they
too
just
much.
Look the same.
Yeah,
they should do a fake out where one of the girls comes in and his back is to them, and he's just. Like,
I wouldn't be surprised.
I
if
bet
they
it happened.
Would.
I bet it happened.
I totally would. Could see that. Like I could see the girls. Maybe seeing a figure lurking. They're like, guys, Clayton's coming. It's Jesse.
Ah, Jesse.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Yeah. So Clayton goes down basically in order of the dates. He goes Susie first, then Gabby. Then it comes down to Serene and Rachel. And Rachel gets the last rose, which means that Serene is going home. And she really did look shocked. Which I think is very fair because she did specifically say, I remember when she was talking to her mom and she said, like, I told him I'm really falling for him. And her mom was like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And she said, no, he was so happy. Like, I could tell on his face. Like, so I think she was really confident. And I bet you Clayton gave her tons of, from what she said, Clayton gave her reason to believe that. So she was for sure taken aback.
I think anybody in that fourth place position is going to think that way.
Yeah.
And towards the end, every woman there is going to think that they're the one.
That's right.
It's you're so down to the wire that it really could be anybody. So anybody's going to be so upset at that point.
Yeah. I feel like she's going to have a lot to say to Clayton at the Women Tell. Like, I think she's going to go in on him a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough spot.
Yeah.
Tough spot to be in for both of them.
Yeah. She said, Clayton was able to break down my walls, but I gave it my all. I can feel myself closing back up. That's why I have nothing else to say to him.
Damn.
Yeah. Because it was like the classic, like, oh, I'll walk you out and all this. You could feel the tension. She did not want to talk to him at all, really.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was like, I just want to, like, apologize. And she was just like, fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, she probably will have stuff to say at the Women's Tell.
Yeah, I could imagine that. So next week, finally, we'll have the Fantasy Suite episodes where... Once again, we said it a few weeks ago. We were like, guys, I think we've been duped.
Right. We thought there was going to be some sexy time the Fantasy
exactly.
Suites.
And they wanted us to believe that, when in reality, the sexy time seems to be all in the Fantasy Suites.
Which is usually what happens.
Which is how normally the show goes.
It's kind of the normal trajectory.
Yeah. Those people that cut those... teasers really
they're
do
good.
Quite a job.
They know what
huh?
they're doing.
They really do.
Besides
so,
when they cut Trent out of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Correct. Yep.
Tough.
So Monday night is going to be the Women Tell All. And then Tuesday will be the Fantasy Suites. And then Wednesday will be our recap of both of those things. I think.
Oh, so we're going to have to say
we're going to have to
night
pull a late night Tuesday night like we used to.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that.
Mm. Yeah.
Fun.
Fun stuff.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Cool.
We love recording at midnight.
Cool.
We love recording at midnight when we have to cover 4 hours of television. Yeah.
It's cool. Going to be quite a night.
Grawsome.
Gross. Yeah, can't wait. Predictions for Fantasy Suites?
I think he sleeps with Rachel and Susie.
Rachel and Susie?
I think Gabby goes home.
We got
Gabby
a sound bite in the preview last night, and again, it's hard to get a read on what it actually means, but there's... At one point, somebody says, if you were actually in love with me, I would hope or expect or something to that of that nature.
Yeah.
That, like, I wouldn't expect you to sleep with somebody else. So it's like, who's saying that?
Yeah. I think somebody, like, and somebody, I think they're all going to be upset. I'm actually going to go Rachel and Gabby, and Susie goes home.
Okay. Got to switch it up somehow.
Switch it up.
Yeah.
Wait, so who do you think the final two are?
Rachel and Gabby.
Rachel and Gabby. Yeah, I think the final two are going to be Rachel and Susie. I think Rachel's going to win.
I don't know. I think Rachel as well. I'm in between because there was that moment in the trailer also where he seemed like he was yelling at someone and they made it look like it was Gabby, but maybe it wasn't Gabby, or maybe Gabby was like, fuck off, dude. Like, what are you doing? I don't know. But I'm going to go, honestly, it probably is all three of them. Like, he could have had sex with all three of them.
Yeah.
And when he gets down to the, like, to the, he's like, I've had sex with both of you. Just got
Didn't
like,
you yes. say only two intimate?
Yeah, he said, I was intimate with the both of you. But that doesn't mean he wasn't intimate with the third.
That's true.
Right, he's like, he's about to choose the final one, and he was like, I was intimate with both of you.
Maybe someone sends himself home. Who knows? You never know. So we'll be back next week for the Women Tell All and the Fantasy Suites. Yeah.